A year-long debate over four provisional ballots in Harper's Ferry has been decided on by the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals. The West Virginia Supreme Court voted unanimously this week for the Harper's Ferry Town Council to count four provisional ballots from last June's municipal election. The council had thrown out those ballots over typographical errors. The election was contested by two council candidates, Nancy Singleton Case and Deborah McGee. The Harper's Ferry Town Council consists of the mayor, recorder, and five members of council, all of which are elected to two-year terms. In a news release, Secretary of State Mac Warner says he's pleased the Supreme Court upheld state code that says technical errors shall be disregarded and the votes would be required to be counted. In September, the current town council, two of whom could lose their seats depending on the four votes, issued a majority opinion rejecting the four provisional ballots. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey also stood by the Supreme Court's decision, saying technical errors should not be used to deny someone the right to vote. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.